5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Continues. So, you know, it's great to be celebrating our anniversary with the relaunch of Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM. So, you know, and timing is everything. So I love the timing of this right now where we're jumping in here, guys, and we're going to have the NFL playoffs leading into the Super Bowl. And we've got the National Hockey League regular season that's starting in mid-January. And, you know, listen, I love the NBA, but what I like about this NHL season, guys, is it's more condensed. It's shorter. It's going to be intense as hell, man. All right? It's going to be more intense than that TV show, This Is Us. That incidentally, like, if I wanted to get, like, depressed, all I would have to do is, like, look at my bets. Like, if I wanted to get depressed, like, I'd go on Facebook and look at, like, ex-girlfriends that have gotten married and then have moved on with their lives. If, you know, I don't need to watch This Is Us. If I, you know, if I'm gonna get, I need to get that depressed, right? Like, you know, what, like those commercials, man. You know, you're betting on a football game. You got a ton of money on a football game, and then it comes on. You know, the commercial. Like, you know, you got a beer commercial. And it's like, oh, cool. And then the next commercial comes on. I'm sorry, honey, I have cancer. I'm dying. And I've been cheating on you with your mother. And, you know, This Is Us, Sundays, NBC. And I'm thinking, dear God, like, don't people have enough misery in their lives? Right? Don't they have enough misery in their lives that they don't need to watch a show that's just going to, like, I understand people like a scare. That's why people like horror movies. But if you want a scare, just bet on college basketball. All right, that'll put a scare. that'll put a scare into you. But what I like about this season, so we're starting in January, and boom, NFL playoffs. NBA, the NBA regular season is going to be a tricky one this year. I think the NBA players are big divas. The NHL players will just sort of shut up and play. You know, the NBA, oh, I'm not going to play this game. I'm not going to play that game. And the season is still kind of long in the NBA. It's 72 games. So it's not like it's rapid fire. Boom, boom, boom. But I just, you know, I love the intensity of this stuff that we're jumping in. We're jumping in NFL playoffs. We've got your back leading all the way through to the Super Bowl. And we've got the NHL regular season. That's just going to be another, like, sort of a sprint. Like, the NBA is more of a marathon. You know, like, you're watching NBA games now, and how much do you really think NBA players are worried? I'm not saying they're not trying. I'm not saying they're not trying. All right. I think that's one of the biggest falsehoods associated with the NBA and their players. I think there was a time, yes, there was a time when NBA teams would roll over. There was a time when you wouldn't get max effort from NBA players. right? Like the second that a team got down by 16, they would tap out. Sam Mitchell, longtime NBA coach, once got upset with me years ago because I said NBA players are quitters. And he kind of took offense to it. And he spoke to me off the air about it. And you know what? He actually raised a lot of good points. And I learned like from it. You got to learn along the way, right? You've got to learn along the way. And, you know, he said, and I even took it back. I said, not quitters, but I said, it's frustrating that a lot in the NBA teams will tap out when, you know, they're down. That they won't like say, you know what, let's just play it to the final whistle. That they don't play to the final whistle every night. And Mitchell basically said, listen, you know, if you're a coach in the NBA, he goes, you maybe got 6 or 7 guys that are actually good on your team. All right. That's what Mitchell, like off the air said, you know, off, you know, so to speak, off the record that I'm telling you. And it was actually on the set of that TV show, off the record. And he told me, he said, he goes, really? You know, he goes, you got like 6 or 7 guys that can actually play and help you come back and win. And he's basically point blank. He said, don't blame the coaches. Don't blame the players. He said, if we didn't play 3 games in 5 nights, then I'd be able to leave a guy on the floor and, you know, try for the comeback. Right. But he goes, the way the schedule is, he goes, you've got to decide, you know what? We've got to cut our losses and move on. And then he brought up the point and he said, you covering a point spread is not my problem. And that's a good point, right? We all sort of think of everything from a point spread point of view through the point spread sphere of things. Yet that's not their issue. That's not their issue. But with all that being stated, it's a long season in the NBA, man. And it was a quick turnaround. You look at the National Hockey League and they've had a little bit longer, right? They've had a little bit longer to get ready. The season's going to be a little bit shorter. The NHL has done a very good job. The NHL has done a very good job with their new divisions to limit the travel. The NBA has not, right? The NBA is not. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to bet on the NBA. And I've got a couple of angles that we're going to see. I'm going to put to the test. And I think in the National Hockey League, we'll keep our eye on this. And in the NBA as well, as we're still early in the season, is that the teams that didn't play in the hubs, the teams that didn't play in the bubbles, like I'm telling you right now, guys, you know, there's like a Super Bowl hangover curse. And, you know, some people don't believe it and stuff. It's factual. You can believe it. It's like you can believe coronavirus or not, you know, but I don't really care. The facts. You're entitled to your opinion. In this world, you're not entitled to your own facts, right? That's, you know, you're not entitled to your own, And it's going to be interesting to see. There will be teams. So, you know, there'll be good teams. Like, let's use the Miami Heat as an example. People always do this. Whatever team loses in the championship, people always pick that team to get back again. Right? Oh, well, you know, they lost, but they're really good. How many people do we hear say San Francisco are going to be terrible this year? Not very many. I did. It's free money, guys. And I don't like the expression free money because nothing in life is free, but it's solid money. Let's put it that way. If you just blindly bet the season win totals to the under of teams that lost in the Super Bowl, you're going to make a lot of money over the years, all right? You're going to make a lot of money. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's right, whether it's wrong, whether it's fair. It doesn't mean that they were fraudulent when they were good, but it just is. It just is. It takes a lot of luck to get to a championship in any league, all right? It takes a lot of luck. And it takes, you know, we're talking about being at the right place at the right time. You know, somebody got hurt on the other team. Oh, there was a protest. Look, Giannis got hurt. Like, I'm just saying, like, the Miami Heat had a lot of things go their way. It's the law of averages. It's Murphy's Law. It's reality. You as gamblers understand this. Man, I was so lucky. I don't understand what happened, right? So there's going to be teams that were good. There's going to be teams that were good in the National Hockey League. There's going to be teams that were good in the NBA last year, in the bubble, in the hub. And I still don't know why the NBA was a bubble and the NHL was called a hub. Like, what's the difference? They're both the damn same thing, right? Oh, no, it's a bubble. It's a hub. These damn hockey guys. You know, I don't know if you know this. When hockey, they don't like calling it the locker room. It's not the locker room. It's the dressing room. They think they're classier. I don't know. Smells like a locker room. I've been in them, so it's not much of a dressing room. Smells more like a locker room, guys. But so there's going to be teams in the NHL. Hey, look, everything went their way last year. They're supposed to be good. People are handicapping them to be good. And things will not go their way, right? Things will go against them. That's sports. And I'm just going to be taking a look at some of these teams that did not play in the NHL hub, that did not play in the NBA bubble. They're not going to be as tired. It was a quick turnaround, man. It's like 64 days in between games for the Lakers from winning a title and starting a new season again. Like, really? You know, come on. NBA players take 64 days off in the regular season sometimes. So, you know, it's something from a handicapping perspective that we're going to be keeping our eye on. Take a look at some of the fresher teams, the hungrier teams, and also, like, not just from a physical standpoint, but it will come into play. I mean, guys, there could be injuries that players had from the bubble and the hub that they still have now. You know what I mean? Like, you know, especially hockey. Like, you know, hockey players kill each other. So don't tell me that it was just 2 months ago that everybody's fine. Oh, yeah, no, I feel 100%. Right? So, but not just that, but mentally as well. You know, you've seen NBA players already complaining. Oh, God, yeah, I'm not playing every game. Right? I'm not playing every game. So you take a look at some of the teams that went far in the NBA hub. They might struggle a little bit because the excitement factor is not going to be there. They're thinking about the big picture. Are the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, thinking about, oh, man, we better win tonight because otherwise I'm going to get ripped by Stephen A. Smith? Or are they thinking, I don't care what happens tonight. I don't care what happens tonight. We'll win enough games and, you know what? We're going to be playing basketball in June. All right? So am I worried about what's happening in January right now? No, not really. But so you get other teams that, you know, a Pistons, a Knicks, you know, teams that, you know, the Sacramento Kings, teams are on the outside looking in, the Phoenix Suns that are sort of like enthusiastic to be back. You know, like, you know, I guarantee you, man, there's NHL players that are thinking, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. Like, we're back already. We're back already. We got to start killing each other. And you can't mail it in playing hockey, I tell you. Like, it's impossible. Like, you can't mail it in. You can play poorly. And I'm not saying, you know, there's different levels of effort. But that's the beautiful thing about the National Hockey League is the nightly effort. Right. We always talk about this when you're betting on a sporting event or you're betting on a team or a fighter. Are you going to get an honest effort? This sort of comes full circle to what we were talking about with the NBA. Are you going to get an honest effort from these guys? But my original point really was that the NBA, it's not a fair criticism anymore. Players in the NBA are competitive psychopaths, man. It is like people think, oh, the NBA, it's not as competitive as this or that or it's more of a country club or they're all buddies and they don't care. They might get along, a lot of these guys, but their NBA players have the biggest egos, right? Like out of any athlete, really. Like they're egomaniacs. Like I don't think that like a lot of NFL players, like, you know, I don't think NFL quarterbacks are going on Twitter on Sunday night, you know, after the game and saying, well, I wonder what people are saying about. We know NBA players do that. Kevin Durant's got burner accounts. Kevin Durant argues with 14-year-old kids who say that Curry's better than he is, right? Like, we know. We know. Like, look at Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player. Let's ever do this. Look at the thing. But I will tell you, I don't know why you're so normally upset at this time of the year. Jordan hates everybody. Past years, when I was younger and dumber, and I had worse money management skills, Sometimes, bro, by the end of June, I would hate baseball. I'd be like, ah, when's football starting? You know what I mean? Then it would be like, sometimes I'd make it to the end of July. And, you know, and I'd be like, all right, cool, football's here. It's time to move on. I don't want to let baseball go. I've really enjoyed this season. And I'm not going to tell you, oh, I've killed it. Oh, I'm murdering it. But I haven't lost. So, you know what? I'm having fun as a fan. I haven't lost. I've enjoyed the campaign. I've got some nice futures in. I got the Braves at plus 340 to win the division. The Phillies at plus 390. So I got both teams. I got a couple of nice little futures in my back pocket, Teddy. But one division that I haven't pulled the trigger on, and I've been waiting, is the National League West. And the Dodgers have been favored all year long, Teddy, until this week. San Francisco are small favorites right now. And Boston and San Francisco, Teddy, the biggest surprises of the season. But not to you, because I remember I said, Teddy, who's the sleeper team this year on the diamond? You said, everybody thinks San Francisco sucks. I'm not so sure they suck. I think they'll be good. Did you think they'd be this good? And, Teddy, we've seen Boston stumble. Everybody stumbles. The Dodgers, the Yankees, the Astros. I don't care who you are. Everybody has that, like, sort of, man, it's been a rough couple of weeks. San Francisco haven't had that. I'm putting my foot down, and I say when it's all said and done, they'll stumble a little bit, and the Dodgers squeeze out the division win, Teddy. What do you think about it?
I don't know that it's even going to be a squeeze. Okay? There's three games separating the Giants and the Dodgers going into Thursday, you know? And if you're going to tell me the Dodgers can't make up three games in the last, you know, six yeah. weeks of the season. And make no mistake about it, all right? The addition of Trey Turner, that changes the calculus for the Dodgers. It really does.
Funny, because everyone talked about Scherzer so much, right? But Trey Turner is like an MVP candidate.
Yeah, I mean, not to poo-poo the addition of Max Scherzer to a rotation, you know, which obviously makes the Dodgers that much better. But when you're talking about adding, Trey Turner is the highest batting average in MLB over the last 2 years. You know what I mean? Or three? Is it 3 years? You know, you're adding a spark plug like that to a lineup that's already loaded. I'll give San Fran all the credit in the world, but there's only one team I can bet. I shouldn't say that. I probably could bet the Padres right here. You know, the markets are absolutely crashing on the Padres right now. What are they?
It's 200 to 1.
Yeah. You know, there's dumber bets to make than that.
Have you ever seen this in your life? And me and Sherpad have talked about this. And I get it. It's the division and the wild card stuff. So the format is different. That's why we've never seen really a discrepancy like this, Teddy. But San Diego, bro, are 200 to 1 to win a division right now. Yet to win the World Series, to win the World Series, they're 32 to 1. 200 to 1 to win your division, 32 to 1 to win the championship, Teddy. That's some weird math.
Yeah, they're 12 games back in the NL West. Yeah, so the thought process is that, hey, maybe, you know, if they can sneak into a wild card, they're live
exactly.
to win.
Exactly.
We all know that when you're talking, well, I shouldn't say we all know. In general, I tend to avoid the odds to win it all because they're not priced. The house takeout on those bets is enormous. When you're talking about in August, making a bet to win a division, at 200 to 1, the house takeout on that wager is not quite the same as it is at the house takeout on a World Series future. So even though they are longer shots, perhaps, to win the division, than, I don't even know if they're that much longer to win the division than they would be to win the World Series. 200 to 1, again, you're throwing your money away, but that's going to cash more than once every 200 times. I think it's a positive expectation wager.
And, Teddy, oftentimes we talk about futures and we'll see that you can pretty much get the same number a lot of times before the playoff starts, right? Before the year. You're like, wow, oh, they were 25 to 1 before the year started, or 18 to 1 or 20 to 1 now as the playoff start, right? Et cetera. So, like, a lot of times, but let me ask you about the Dodgers situation, because the Dodgers are favorites at plus 310, but they're not, you know what I mean? They might have to play a one-off still. So if the Dodgers didn't have to play a one-off and they were like Milwaukee and they were already in, what I guess I'm asking you, at 310, is it crazy to get the Dodgers? Because once they get past that one in, bro, I think the Dodgers jump to like 185 or something like that.
Yeah.
Are the Dodgers going to be plus 310 before the playoffs start? I don't think so, Teddy. I do think they do come down. But most of the time, teams generally don't all that much.
didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between are words that you will now hear six nights a week right here on SiriusXM, channel 204. Get on the grid. I am Gabriel Morenci, and it's great to be back. It's the holiday season, and it feels like a homecoming as we return to SiriusXM to throw it down as part of the Sports Grid Radio Networks. It's great to have you on board. As I stated, we're going to be kicking it six nights a week, guys, live, midnight Eastern time, 180 minutes of chaos. And I'll tell you what, we've got the old school feeling going, don't we? SiriusXM, Morenci, the crazies, the nut jobs, the rageaholics, and of course, Scotty Farrell, who we couldn't be more excited to be working with here at Sports Grid. And you know what? Scotty Farrell was always one of my, always been one of my favorite talk show hosts. And, you know, I was listening to Scotty when I lived in Los Angeles in the late 80s. Farrell's been doing it for a long time. And listen, we've been doing it for a long time, and he's been doing it for even longer and bigger. And, you know, we've always had a ton of respect for Scotty Farrell. It's something in my career I've been pretty fortunate of getting an opportunity to work with people that I like and that I actually looked up to and respect in the industry. So I've always been a massive Farrell fan, and it was in the hardcore sports radio days on SiriusXM in, what was it, like 2007, 8, 9, 10, you know, I'm bad with time, right? I'm bad with time. Like, asking me what channels we were on, like people say, Morenci, what channel were you on anyways on SiriusXM? What number were you guys before? I don't know, dude. That's like asking Charlie Sheen what the name of the stripper that he did 2 weeks ago is. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I think we were 99, Howard was 101, and, you know, If we're on Sirius, we can't, you know, you can't be on SiriusXM without paying tribute to the king of all radio in Howard Stern. But we were fortunate because we were buried, man, like 186 or something like that at the time. And now it doesn't matter. But in the old days, it actually mattered. There weren't as many networks. So due to Scotty Farrell and Howard Stern and, you know, Howard 101, we got moved to like channel 98 or something like that. And we started doing live shows with Scotty Farrell. And one of the coolest, like, listen, we've had a lot of cool times over the years, but one of the coolest times ever was me and Scotty Farrell hosted a big time party in Toronto. And it was Floyd Mayweather, Oscar De La Hoya. So yeah, we're going back a little bit. So yeah, it's great to be back. Everything comes full circle. Listen, we've been on and off SiriusXM over the years, but it's great to be back right now in 2021. As you see, you know, you look at the media, and I remember years ago, people were concerned, what's going to happen to radio? What's going to happen to newspapers? What's going to happen to the media? And we've seen newspapers, well, they're not doing very well. All right, they're going to be bankrupt. They're going to be out of business. Nobody buys newspapers anymore. Cable companies make their money off of internet now. Not even like cable. Anybody under 30 like refuses to pay for cable. But you look at talk radio, guys. It never goes anywhere, man. And you know, a wise man told me this many years ago. He said, "Don't worry about the future." He says, "Talk radio will always exist." He says, "People are always going to want to talk about the sports teams that they like, about the politicians that they hate, what the traffic and the weather is, and nobody does it better than SiriusXM." You know, there's a lot of people in this field now, but SiriusXM, to me, it's all about authenticity. And you know, I was on AM radio in the early 2000s, and we came to satellite, and it was kind of the Wild West in those days, still, right? You know, it was over the top. There were a lot of F-bombs and strippers and craziness. It was like, well, hey, we can do whatever we want now, right? So, yeah, we did what we wanted. We got it out of our system. Now we just compulsively, degenerately bet all the time. And if you're tuning in on channel 204 right now, you know, you could be, and you probably are, a betting man. Hey, who is it? Like 40 million Americans placed a bet. Last year that we know of. So we know that many of you lay it down. And of course, many of you were listeners of the VSiN radio network. And you know what? VSiN does some great work. I'm talking about my favorites, man. Brent Musburger, come on. Now, Brent Musburger is one of the best play-by-play guys ever. And you know, everybody loves Al Michaels. I love Al Michaels. Everyone likes Al Michaels, right? And, you know, everyone, oh, Al Michaels talked about the point spread. Yeah, whatever. Al Michaels talked about the point spread. Brent Musburger's actually got $18,000 on the game. So, you know what I mean? There's different levels to this stuff. So we have nothing but the utmost respect for VSiN and for Mr. Brent Musburger. And we wish him the best on all their new platforms. But you know what? The show must go on. And you know, we like to throw it down, and the name of the show, of course, is Sports Rage, and we like to have fun. But always at the root of our show is always, of course, going to be sports betting, and sometimes betting on other things besides sports as well. But sports betting. And, you know, we break it down with some of the best in the business, voices that you became, you know, accustomed to in the gaming world. If you hear on VSiN, listen, guys, the gaming world is small. The gaming community is small. It's large, but everybody knows everybody. If you've been around this industry for a while, you've been listening to these shows for a while, you know who Steve Merrill is. You know who Drew Martin Betts is. You know who Paul Bovey is. You know who the legendary Mark Lawrence is. You know who Teddy Covers is. So we'll have a lot of the same voices that you've heard from Las Vegas. We're going to have a lot of voices, of course, from New Jersey. That really is the new betting capital. Listen, I love Las Vegas. I lived in Las Vegas. Las Vegas, one of my favorite cities in the world. It really is. It's an awesome place. But it's not the only place where you can place a bet anymore. We're in a new marketplace right now, guys. We're in an exciting, you want to talk about Wild West. We were around when the satellite radio was Wild West. Now the sports betting world continues to grow exponentially, and it will continue to grow. And we're going to be part of this growth. Hopefully, we can grow our bank accounts and our sports betting accounts along the way. It's a great time of the year right now, Super Bowl coming up, and we've got to give credit to Roger Goodell. And I don't say that often because Goodell does a lot of stupid things, like messing with Josh Gordon all the time. Like, I don't understand this. How is Josh Gordon, like, banned from the National Football League for smoking weed when you can, like, cross the street from pretty much half the stadiums in the league and walk into a weed store and buy weed? Everybody in the parking lot of a Denver Bronco game is getting baked. All that smoke in the parking lot, that ain't barbecue. It is barbecue and weed. It's quite the sight, actually, in a Denver Bronco parking lot. Man, God bless. God bless. God bless the future. I never would have thought we'd be saying that. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a big weed fest in the parking lot of NFL games. It used to be a big booze fest. But, yeah, it's just, you know, the stupidity that Josh Gordon's career has been messed with. Because Gordon's never, like, hit anyone. Gordon's never assaulted anybody. What's Josh Gordon done? I don't even think the guy does coke or anything. I think he keeps on failing weed tests. And, I don't know, alcohol, he's in a treatment thing or something. But, like, really? We've got guys in the National Football League that beat up pregnant women. Their own pregnant women. So... And we're worried about Josh Gordon smoking weed. So I got a problem with that, Goodell. But Goodell and National Football League have done a good job bringing normalcy to everybody's lives in a year that has been anything but normal. And everybody thinks just because, you know, I can't wait for 2020 to be over. Yeah, what do you think? 2021 just magically turns everything into a paradise? Oh, everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. So it's a damn good thing that the National Football League has been there for us. Of course, it was, you know, chaos and carnage across the board in college football, but Goodell has done a nice job. So we look forward to breaking down the National Football League playoffs with you. It's a good time. It's a good time to launch as we're going to be beginning our nightly programming. Sports Grid's nightly programming will begin on January the 7th, which is super cool. And, you know, just, you know, a lot of you tuning in right now know who I am, and a lot of you are thinking, who the hell is this guy with the annoying voice? So we'll give you a little bit background about ourselves, but we've been doing this now for moving on 19 years. So we've been doing this for 19 years, and you know, we were on SiriusXM over the years. We've been in New York. We've been in Los Angeles. We've lived in Las Vegas. We've lived in Toronto. And the party all started in Montreal. The party started in Montreal 19 years ago as we were the Montreal Expos post-game show host. And that's really kind of like what got me started, in which, you know, we were doing shows. We were doing a sports talk show, and not for all that long either. So, you know, timing is everything. You know, that's my point here. Timing is everything. You got to be at the right place at the right time or start at the right time. So I just find it ironic that our first ever show was January the 6th, 2002. And here we are now, January the 7th, 2021. Launching on SiriusXM with the Grid. So I like the synergy a lot. It's, you know, the evolution of the Rage Illusion